Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Once again, I'm so thankful that you're with me today. Just always blessed to know that there are those out there that are studying the Word of God, that they're enjoying what God is teaching them in His Word. And that's why we always like to go to the Lord in prayer. It's His Holy Spirit that's our teacher, and we want to invite Him to join us in our time of study. Join with me, if you will. Heavenly Father, we thank You today that You are so intentional when it comes to Your Word. You want us to know You. You want us to know Your Son Jesus and Your Holy Spirit. You want us to know Your ways to live in this world, Lord, because it's to our advantage to know them and to walk in them. So today we ask that You would bless us with Your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth, to empower us to live according to that truth, so that the effect of doing so will be to be pleasing in Your eyes. We bless You and we thank You today, and we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is More Concerning Epaphras, taken from the book of Colossians chapter 4 and verse 13. As Paul the Apostle continued to close his letter to the Colossians, he mentioned Epaphras being one of the Colossians, a servant of Christ, and fervently interceding for them in prayer. In chapter 4 and verse 13 of his letter to the Colossians, Paul had more to say about Epaphras, where we read, "For I bear him record that he has a great zeal for you, and them that are in Laodicea, and them in Hierapolis." The verse begins, "For I bear him record that he has a great zeal for you." The phrase, "For I bear him record," is martereo autos martereo in Greek, and it means to be a witness, to bear witness. That is, to affirm that one has seen that which one has seen or heard or experienced, or that he knows because it's being taught by divine revelation and inspiration. Once again, Paul employed a phrase that seems to repeat itself as he gives testimony of Epaphras, that he has a great zeal or excitement of mind, ardor, fervor, and spirit for you. No doubt Epaphras loved the church members of Colossae dearly. The verse goes on to say, "And them that are in Laodicea and them in Hierapolis." Not only did Epaphras care for the church located in Colossae, but he also noted his care for the churches located in Laodicea, which means justice of the people, and Hierapolis, or holy city. This testimony of Paul concerning Epaphras demonstrated the way Epaphras' love for the church went beyond those of whom he was directly a part. As we meditate upon these words of Paul, we cannot help but admire what the Lord did within Epaphras. He was so fervent in his prayer for the Colossian church that Paul made note of it. And the dedication of Epaphras to those who were outside his church in Laodicea and Hierapolis was noted as well. We would do well to take the time to consider the manner of love and commitment that Epaphras had for others and pray for the Lord to give us the fervency that he demonstrated for those within the churches. Next time, Paul writes about Luke and Demas. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.